Who's next? Hang on, said Belilia. What is it, my lovely? Said Grisha. Now that I'm home again, I'm going to be too busy with the housework and such to be able to carry on telling the story. So I think it's about time I hand it over to someone else, said Belilia. What a good idea. But who do you have in mind that could do it justice? Asked Grisha. I was wondering that myself. If I give it to Kellick or to George, it will never get told. What with their drinking and all the strange places they get to. And if Count Stark the Monster got his hands on it, we would all end up at his mercy. Zen and Sarah are too busy right now trying to get here to see you, Grisha. That doesn't leave me that many to carry the story on with. My lady, said Bornu, stepping forward, I would be honoured to... No, Bornu, injected Belilia. Your part in the story has come to a close, and it's time for you to go back to your wilderness and set your traps and tread your mountain trails once more. Bornu looked crestfallen and heartbroken at this. Don't look like that, Bornu. For a while you were a hero. You'll always have my deepest gratitude for saving me from a fate worse than death, and the day is not over yet. We will talk and sup wine and be merry, said Belilia. My lady, said Bornu, bending low at the waist and flinging his hat wide in a gracious bow. You only have the wizard left, said Grisha. He's a bad man, said Bornu, looking horrified. Actually, he's not as bad as people make him out to be. He's a Libran, you see, and sees both sides of the argument, and it was just bad luck that took him to Count Stark, and lack of foresight on the part of the author. Yes, I think the wizard will do to carry on this story. How do you feel about that wizard? Or should I call you Harry? Said Belilia in a visionary sending to the wizard, who was pacing to and fro in the big hall of the castle, listening to the fantastic fury of the storm, pound the castle and all the surrounding land. So you believe in me, do you? The wizard gazing at Belilia's image floating before him. I can see you've given up on yourself, but you should take heart, you know, for it is not all empty. Not yet. There are still some of us left to carry on, said Belilia. It's easy for you to carry on in your nice palace with your nice friends. Everything works for you. You are loved by all, while I have only this cold, forsaken place to exist in. And outside it is forever raining. Nobody loves me. They all think me strange, weird, an outsider who works dark deeds. Their imagination works overtime, said the wizard, feeling sorry for himself. Oh, come on now. Things can't be that bad. No? Well, how would you like to spend all your time in this dark, damp, cold castle with Count Stark? Said the wizard. Belilia shivered. I thought so, said the wizard. Look, wizard, this is your chance to do something about it. Make it into something bigger. Change your style of living. The story's yours if you want it, said Belilia.